Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
I guess a lot of you were talking about, well, at least a few of you there were posting it. I'm not going to say a ton, but I did see about four or five posts now on Joe Rose's show. And that was very nice. I didn't know that Joe said I still should be working there. That's very cool. I appreciate that. Joe actually told me that personally when we were at camp. When I was at camp a couple of weeks ago, and I was there for practice, and you know, we said hi to each other. We BS'd around a little bit, and he goes, "Man, we need you over there." And I told him, "Yeah, that's not going to happen. I am not going to go there." Manuel Malo, thank you. Cash App, Cash App. Way to go, Manuel Malo. Cash Big O Show. Way to go. Thank you, sir. So I had no idea that he said that. I know you guys told me that. I guess the guys asked him if he was retiring and he had no comment. And well, you know, what do you know? I don't know. I thought he was talking about it already. I apologize if I let the cat out of the bag, but I thought it was kind of known pretty much that he's kind of down. I don't blame him, man. It's time for him to relax, dude. He has grinded like no one has ever grinded in our business. So, okay, listen, let me tell you something. I pride myself on working hard. I do. I pride myself on working. I feel when it comes to electronic, I've been one of the hardest working people in the business, period. That's the only dude that I know surpassed me, bro. That's the only dude right there. That's Joe, bro, because to do what he did on TV for many years and then do that radio show like he's been doing for, 30 years now? Man, that's it takes an hombre. Let me just tell you that, okay? That's all I can tell you. It takes a lot. So if apparently Joe said that today, thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate it. That's very, very, very kind of you, my brother. I appreciate it immensely. I won't be working there. There's no way I would work there. I mean, I don't need to work there, actually. That's the beauty of what we're doing here. I enjoy this. You know what I mean? And that's where I need to get to the point. I got 5 stents in my heart, man. I don't need the pressure and the bullshit anymore, man. I've tried a couple of projects that there was just way too much bullshit. And obviously radio, you know, is full of bullshit. And I'm 54, man. I'm going to be 55. What is it? Today's the 15th. In 15 days on October 1st, I'm going to be 55 years old. I don't need it anymore, man. I just don't need it. You know, I cannot work in that kind of corporate atmosphere anymore when, like, the guy that's in charge there now, I forgot more about radio than that guy will know. You know what I mean? So why am I going to work for some? How can I respect someone that doesn't respect human beings and lies to them? And, you know, it's disgusting what goes on in radio and how they treat people like Captain Curtis and Brandon Rodriguez, my former producer, and JT Wilcox, and, you know, what they've done to Dono there. And I know he's back doing some stuff, but they've let him go and brought him back, let him go and brought him back. And it's like, why, you know, it's just a terrible, 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 terrible business. And then bad people get opportunities too, you know, and that's the sad part. And they're put in places of authority also. And that's, you know, it's a terrible situation, man. I mean, I told you guys once, you know how crazy this business is? Let me explain to you in 31 years what I've gone through. I lost one job, Spanish Sports Talk, which is still probably one of my favorite jobs I've ever had in my life, working at Radio Acción. The owner, the poor guy, had a divorce, and the wife wanted cash. So he had to sell the station and make it liquid to give her half. So we were all blown out because he sold it to a religious group. And obviously I'm a sports talk host, not a religious you know, host or producer or anything like that. So you go find another job. I'm at 640 and they file for bankruptcy. Okay. And to their credit, to this day, I love the owner. He is fantastic. He was super honest with me from the, he's one of the few people in the history of this business that I've been in. Okay. That actually took the time to be a human being, you know, and tell me about it coming up and, you know, hey, listen, I got your money. I'll take care of you. No problem. This and that. So, you know, it was, he was kind and I give him credit, even though he was going through hell and everything. And a lot of people lost their jobs and all that. And how did I get to 640? At QAM, they put a salesperson as program director. And look, I love salespeople. I don't want one of them ever telling me what to do on the air. I've never met a salesperson pretty much that knows what we do on the air. Even though they sell it, they don't really know how to do our job. You know what I'm saying? And so they put a sales guy in charge who thought hiring athletes, all athletes, because, you know, you have Joe and you think you're going to get another Joe Rose and you're not going to get another Joe Rose. That doesn't exist. There's only one Joe Rose. Most athletes that I've worked with, they don't have the work ethic to do our job. They made their money already, dude. They're done. They don't need to work hard. They don't need to try to learn another sport or two or three or four. Because, you know, you get a guy out of football, he doesn't know shit about basketball. He doesn't keep up with it. Yeah, he might have played a little bit on the court, but he doesn't know anything about the game or the history or anything like that. Doesn't know shit about baseball. Doesn't know shit about hockey. Doesn't know shit about soccer. Doesn't follow anything. Most athletes, 99% of athletes are effing lazy in broadcast. Okay? 99% of them. I know. I've worked with them. They just want to get by, get the check. They can't do everyday hosting. And obviously, he got railed out of there. And they blew out all the athletes that are there because the athletes aren't going to put in the work. You know, it's just the way it is. They don't need it. When you don't need it, you don't work. It's just the way it is. And then, you know, the last time that I left QAM, the guy that's there is, you know, buffoon. He doesn't know anything. Everybody makes fun of the clown. And how he's even in place is beyond me. You think I'm going to work for that guy? Get the hell out of here, dude. I can replace that guy. I know more. I forgot more about radio than that guy. So I appreciate Joe. Love Joe. Got nothing but love for Joe. I wish him the best in his retirement next year, man. I hope he deserves this, dude. He deserves to retire and enjoy his life with his wife and his family and all that good stuff. He's paid his dues, man. Paid his dues. So if I'm him, I would be walking out too, because he should be taken care of with TV and radio that he's done over the years. So thank you, Joe. I appreciate it, man. That's very, very nice of you that you said that. I didn't know that, but that's pretty cool. I appreciate it.